All right, let's jump right into this deep dive today. It looks like we're tackling injection molding.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a bit of research here on
We do.
injection molding with both plastic and metal.
A lot of material to go through.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see how those two kind of compare, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting how injection molding really shines when you're talking about plastics, but it's a different game with metal.
Right.
It's got a ton of potential, but there are definitely some hurdles.
Yeah. So let's start with the plastic side of things.
Okay.
Why is injection molding the go-to for plastic parts? What makes it such a powerhouse in that area?
Well, I think one of the biggest factors is its versatility. I mean, injection molding can handle a huge range of plastics, from the everyday stuff like polypropylene to, the really high-tech polymers that you'd find in aerospace or something like that. It's almost like a universal adapter for the world of plastics.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that leads to cost savings, right?
Right.
Especially when you consider how many plastic products are out there.
Oh, absolutely. The initial cost of the molds can be pretty high,
Sure.
but the per unit cost goes way down as you start producing more and more.
Okay.
It's kind of like a classic economies of scale thing.
Right.
And actually, our sources mention a project where they optimized material use, and it led to some pretty impressive cost savings.
It's interesting.
It really shows how that efficiency is built into the process.
Speaking of efficiency, I'm curious about the detail that injection molding can achieve.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the plastic parts we see in electronics these days
Yeah,
are so intricate.
they are.
How does it handle that kind of complexity?
That's another area where injection molding really shines. It can create incredibly complex shapes, things like undercuts, thin walls, features that would be very difficult to make with any other method. And the precision is also amazing. By fine-tuning the temperature, the pressure, manufacturers can get really accurate dimensions and smooth surface finishes.
So versatility, efficiency, precision.
Yeah.
It's no wonder it's so dominant in the plastic world.
Right.
But what about metal? Our
Yeah.
sources touch on metal injection molding or MIM. Is this the same story there?
Not quite. MIM definitely has a lot of potential, but it's a bit more specialized, I'd say. More challenges too.
All right, so where do those challenges lie?
Well, one of the big ones is cost. Metal powder is a lot more expensive than plastic pellets, and the whole process is just more complex.
How so?
Well, there's mixing molding, debinding, which is where they remove a temporary binder, and sintering, which is where the metal powder is fused together with heat. Each of those steps requires special equipment and really precise control.
So more moving parts.
Yeah, and all of that adds to the overall cost.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I imagine this complexity also introduces more opportunities for things to go wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, one source even compares the different phases of mime to juggling flaming swords. If any of the parameters are off, even a little bit, it can mess up the final product.
In what ways?
Well, for example, uneven densities during sintering can cause inconsistent mechanical properties.
So it might not be as strong as a
Exactly.
part made with traditional metalworking.
Yeah, you might end up with a part that's not as strong or as durable as something you'd make through forging or something.
It's a trade-off then. You
Yeah.
get the precision
You do.
and the ability to make intricate designs,
Yeah.
but you might be sacrificing some robustness.
Exactly. That's why it's so important to really think about what you need from the part before choosing mime. Sometimes those traditional methods are still the best way to go.
Especially for like larger parts or parts that need to withstand really intense conditions. So we've established that both plastic and metal injection molding have their pros and cons.
Yes.
But I noticed our sources also talk about something called material diversity.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big deal about combining different materials in injection molding?
Oh, this is where it gets really interesting. By combining materials, you can create a whole new level of design, freedom, and functionality. You're not limited to just the properties of a single material.
I see.
You can combine the strengths of multiple materials and create something totally new.
Do you have an example? Like, what kind of possibilities does this open up?
Sure, think about your smartphone. It's got a rigid metal frame for support, tough plastic shell for impact resistance, and a flexible polymer layer for the touchscreen. That blend of materials wouldn't be possible without material diversity.
That's a great point. It really highlights how important that is. And I bet this approach also impacts sustainability.
Oh, absolutely. By choosing the right materials for the job, you can reduce waste make products last longer,
right,
and even incorporate recycled materials.
It's all about using resources wisely.
Exactly.
So we've got this really powerful process that can handle a bunch of different materials, create super complex designs.
It's pretty amazing.
But I'm seeing a theme here in our sources.
What's that?
The importance of precision control.
Right.
Why is that such a big deal in injection molding?
Well, precision control is really the foundation for quality.
Okay.
And consistency in this process. Think of it like baking a cake.
Okay.
If the oven temperature is even a little bit off, the cake won't turn out right.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So what are the main things that manufacturers need to control?
There are three big ones. Temperature.
Okay.
Pressure. Mm-hmm. And speed.
Right. So temperature first.
Yeah. Temperature control makes sure that the plastic or the metal powder melts evenly.
Right.
And flows into the mold the way it should.
Okay.
Then there's pressure regulation that ensures that the mold gets filled completely.
Okay. And that the material is packed in there nice and uniformly.
So no air pockets or anything.
Exactly.
Right.
And finally, speed adjustment.
Okay.
That affects how the surface looks.
Okay.
And how strong the final part is.
So it's like all these parameters have to work together.
Yeah.
Just right.
It's a carefully choreographed dance.
And even small misstep can mess things up.
Exactly. Which is why modern injection molding machines have all these sensors and control systems to monitor and adjust things in real time.
So they can keep everything balanced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about that perfect balance to produce good quality parts consistently.
It sounds like a pretty delicate process.
It can be.
But our sources also mention another big benefit of injection molding, especially for large-scale production.
Yes.
Cost effectiveness.
Right. Even though those molds can be expensive up front, the cost per unit goes way down as you make more.
Makes sense.
So it's really great for producing huge numbers of parts.
Like what kind of things? I mean, everything from those everyday things like plastic bottles and containers to specialized parts for electronics and medical devices.
It's a high volume game then.
It is. And those upfront costs start to pay off.
As you scale up.
Exactly. It's about investing for the long term.
And being able to make a lot of good quality parts at a low cost.
Right. It's one of the big reasons why injection molding is so important in manufacturing today.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've covered quite a bit here.
We have.
We talked about how versatile injection molding is with plastics.
Yeah.
We dug into metal injection molding, and we've highlighted how important precision control is and material diversity.
Yes.
But there's still so much more to discuss.
There is.
Especially when it comes to the future of this technology.
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface.
So in part two of our deep dive,
we'll
explore the exciting advancements and trends that are shaping the future of injection molding.
I'm excited to get into that.
Me too. We'll be talking about new materials, automation, 3D printing, sustainability, and more.
It's going to be a fascinating discussion.
Stay tuned. All right, so we've covered the basics of injection molding and, you know, kind of why it's so important in manufacturing. But now let's talk about the future.
Yeah.
Our sources hint at some pretty exciting developments that are happening in injection molding.
Oh, yeah.
What has you the most excited?
Well, I think the progress in material science is just incredible.
Oh.
I mean, we're seeing so much research into new things like bioplastics and recycled materials and high-performance polymers.
Okay.
You know, polymers that can handle crazy temperatures and pressures.
Yeah.
It seems like the possibilities for injection molding are just expanding.
Right, alongside the materials themselves.
Exactly.
So it's not just about making the process better.
Right.
It's about the materials themselves getting better.
Yeah.
Are there any examples from the research that really stand out to you?
Yeah. There's a lot of interest in using bioplastics for medical implants.
Okay.
Imagine implants that can just like disappear over time.
Wow.
No need for more surgeries.
That would be amazing.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, that's incredible. We always think about the end product.
Yeah.
But the material itself is just as important.
Absolutely.
Speaking of game changers, our sources also talk about automation and digital technologies in injection molding.
Mm-hmm.
What impact are those having?
I think it's totally transforming the process.
How so?
Well, we have machines now with sensors, robotics, really sophisticated software that can control every single part of production in real time.
That's incredible. It's like having a computer run the entire factory.
It is. It's amazing.
I'm sure that leads to some efficiency gains, right?
Oh, huge gains.
Okay.
Machines can basically run nonstop.
Wow.
And they produce parts with incredible precision and consistency.
So less downtime.
Yeah.
Fewer errors. Sounds like a win-win.
It is. And it also probably saves money in the long run.
I was just thinking that, reduced labor costs and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Automation is really driving down costs in manufacturing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it also opens up possibilities for things like customization.
Right.
And small batch production.
Absolutely.
So automation is making it faster.
Yeah.
Cheaper. Mm-hmm. More precise.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah. What's not to love, right?
Well, there are some things to keep in mind.
Well, and like what?
We still need people who know how to operate these advanced systems.
Oh, of course.
And there are questions about data security.
Right.
And the ethics of automation.
Those are all important points. It's easy to get caught up in all the cool new technology.
It is.
But we have to think about the bigger picture, too.
Absolutely.
Speaking of cool new technology,
yeah.
One of our sources dives into the link between injection molding and 3D printing.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little surprised by that connection, to be honest.
It is interesting how they're connected.
Yeah, because at first glance, they seem like competing technologies.
Right.
But they actually work really well together.
They do.
So how does that work?
Well, 3D printing is perfect for making prototypes.
Okay.
And small batches of custom parts.
Okay.
It's great for trying out new designs.
So you can experiment before committing to mass production.
Exactly. And sometimes 3D printing can even be used to make the molds for injection molding.
Oh, wow.
Which makes the whole process even faster and cheaper.
So it's like these two technologies are working together.
They are.
To make manufacturing more flexible and adaptable.
It's pretty amazing.
It is. And speaking of adaptability, our sources talk a lot about the importance of sustainability in injection molding.
Yeah.
How is that playing out in the real world?
Well, it's definitely becoming a top priority.
Okay.
Not just something people think about afterwards.
Right.
There's a big push towards using bioplastics.
Right.
And recycled materials to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and to create less waste.
So it's not just about the materials themselves.
Right.
Are there other sustainability efforts happening in the process itself?
Yeah. Definitely. Manufacturers are really focusing on energy efficiency,
okay,
optimizing their machines,
mm-hmm,
implementing closed-loop recycling systems.
So they're trying to reduce their environmental footprint at every step.
Exactly. It's not just one thing. It's a whole mindset shift.
Sustainability has to be built into the entire process.
I agree. And it's not just about doing the right thing.
Right.
It's also becoming a competitive advantage.
How so?
Consumers are looking for sustainable products.
Yeah.
And the companies that can provide those are going to be the ones that succeed.
It's a win-win.
It is.
So we've got new materials.
Yeah.
Automation, 3D printing integration, and a focus on sustainability.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
The future of injection molding seems really dynamic.
It is.
What does all this mean for the average person?
I think it means we're going to see even more amazing products.
Like what?
Everything from everyday things to highly specialized components.
Mm-hmm.
And those products are going to be more affordable.
Great.
More durable.
Sure.
And more sustainable.
It's not just about making things then.
Right.
It's about making things better in every way.
I think so.
And it's not just the products themselves.
No.
It's about the entire industry.
Yeah.
All the jobs and research and development.
Absolutely. As this technology gets even more advanced,
yeah,
we're going to need more skilled people.
To keep pushing things forward.
Exactly.
So it's a ripple effect.
It is.
It impacts the entire ecosystem.
Definitely. And like with anything that's moving this fast,
yeah,
there are going to be challenges.
Of course. What kind of challenges are you thinking about?
Things like workforce training.
Okay.
Data security.
Mm-hmm.
Ethical questions about automation.
Those are all valid concerns.
They are, but overall, I'm really optimistic about the future of injection molding.
I am too.
Yeah.
So we talked about the past.
Yeah.
The present.
Mm-hmm.
And the future of this incredible technology.
We've covered a lot.
We've explored its strengths,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
its challenges, and yeah, all the amazing potential it has.
Definitely.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
is there one final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners? So we've really gone in depth on injection molding.
Yeah, we have.
From its, you know, kind of dominance with plastic parts,
uh-huh,
to the complexities of MIM,
mm-hmm,
and all the exciting stuff happening in the future.
A lot to cover.
It really does feel like we just scratched the surface, though.
It does.
Of this technology.
Yeah, it's really versatile.
It is. For you, what's the biggest takeaway from all this research? What really stands out?
I think it's how injection molding has gone from being all about mass production to something that's pushing the limits of materials and design.
Right. It's not just about making a ton of the same thing anymore.
No, it's about creating new solutions.
Yeah.
You know, for a world that's constantly changing.
But we started by talking about how injection molding is like the king of plastic parts.
Mm.
It's fast, efficient.
Right.
Precise.
Yeah.
Perfect for making simple things like containers, but also complex parts for electronics.
And it can handle so many different kinds of plastics.
Right. Each with its own unique properties.
Exactly. It's incredibly versatile.
Then we got into metal injection molding, or MIM.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other level.
It is.
It's amazing how MIM can make these super intricate metal parts.
It really is.
It's like pushing the boundaries of what's possible with traditional metalworking.
Yeah. MIM opens up a whole new world of design possibilities.
Right. It lets engineers create things that we couldn't even imagine a few decades ago.
I know. It's amazing.
But it has its downsides, too.
It does.
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
And if you don't control the process just right,
yeah,
you could end up with parts that aren't as strong as you need.
Exactly. So it's not always the best solution.
Right. You have to think about what you're making,
how
many you need to make.
Yeah.
And, of course, the cost.
It's all a balance.
Yeah. There's no magic bullet. But I think one of the most exciting parts of this deep dive has been looking at the future of injection molding.
Definitely.
All the new materials,
mm-hmm.
the automation and digital technology, the connection with 3D printing.
It's really incredible how much is happening.
It's clear that this technology is going to keep evolving.
It is.
And the new materials are so interesting.
They are.
Like bioplastics and these high-performance polymers.
It's opening up so many possibilities.
In terms of what we can make.
Yeah.
And how sustainable those products can be.
Absolutely.
And the automation is also a game changer.
It is.
Making the process more efficient, more precise.
And allowing for more customization, too.
It feels like injection molding is becoming this incredibly adaptable tool.
I agree.
That can be fine-tuned to do almost anything.
It really can.
And it's great to see that sustainability is such a focus now.
Oh, yeah. Manufacturers are really starting to understand that they need to minimize their environmental impact.
Right. It's not just about swapping out materials.
No.
It's about changing the way we think about production.
Sustainability has to be part of every decision.
Exactly.
Right.
So we have this incredibly versatile technology.
We do.
Driven by innovation and a commitment to sustainability.
It's exciting.
It really is.
Yeah.
Where do you see all of this going? What's next for injection molding?
I think the key is going to be combining all of these trends.
Okay.
We'll see even better materials, more automation and AI.
Wow.
And we'll get even better at using injection molding and 3D printing together.
So we're moving towards a future where the lines between different manufacturing processes start to disappear.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be more integrated.
Yeah.
More seamless.
It'll be interesting to see what we can create.
I know. With all the possibilities for new materials and designs.
The future is wide open.
It really is.
Mm.
Injection molding is definitely a field to keep an eye on.
For sure.
Well, this has been fascinating.
It has.
We've explored so much about injection molding.
From its history to its potential.
It's a technology that's shaping our world in countless ways.
It really is.
And it's only going to become more important in the future.
I agree.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Okay.
But we hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of injection molding.
I hope so.
And as always, keep those minds curious.
And keep learning.
We'll see you next time.